took the liberty of changing my title a little bit, so I apologize based on some instruction about how to do these rapid presentations. So I want to explore this question with you quickly today. Does precision agriculture improve yield? To answer this question, we started mapping yield on a 36-hectare field in central Missouri in 1993. The farmer's field, where he was doing conventional management, a multi-tillage corn-soybean system. Uniform inputs, no cover crops, and we mapped yield there for 11 years. And then in 2004, we implemented a precision agriculture or a precision conservation system, where we added a different rotation in the north part of the field. We switched to a soybean wheat rotation because corn often was not profitable in that north part. We also converted to no tillage for the entire field. We added cover crops for the entire field and almost every year. And then we did variable rate fertilization, nitrogen, phosphorus, potassium, and lime. And then we mapped yield for another 11 years. So what I'm going to show here today is the difference between those two nearly decades of yield mapping to see if there's a difference. First, I'll talk about corn yield in the south part of the field where we maintain that corn-soybean rotation. Although it looks like corn yield improved, average corn yield improved for much of the area with the Precision Ag system, we cannot detect it statistically in most of the area of the field. This was true for actual corn yield, what I'm showing here, and also for relative corn yield. There were a few differences with relative corn yield, but not much of the area. Similar story with soybean. Although it looks like we had a larger or greater soybean yield for much of the field, statistically, not many areas had a difference in average soybean yield between the two systems. Similar story for relative soybean yield. The next thing we looked at was the relative yield of all crops. So in the south part of the field, we had a corn-soybean rotation. In the north part, we had a soybean-wheat rotation in the Precision Ag system. And so we wanted to look at the relative grain yield of all crops between the two systems to see how the performance compared. And what you can see here is that there was a greater difference when we looked at the relative yield difference of all crops. And this is mainly due to wheat in the north part of the field. We switched from a corn-soybean system to a soybean-wheat system. And we saw that with wheat, we had increased yield, shown here in the orange, on the eroded portions of the field, the shallowest topsoil. Wheat performed better than corn. On the contrary, in the drainage channel, which you can see there in dark blue in the north part of the field, wheat performed worse than the corn did in the conventional system. And then there's a few other areas with small differences. Next, we looked at the temporal variation in the relative yield between the two systems to see if it differed. To do this, it's hard to do a statistical comparison, so we calculated the coefficient of variation in yield across time for each cell, 10 by 10 meter cell. And we looked at cells that had a greater than 25% difference, negative or positive, in CV between the two systems. So you can see that in orange there indicates areas where the coefficient of variation in relative yield was less with the Precision Ag system. So a lot of area in the field had less temporal variation with the system. However, there are areas where temporal variation in yield was increased with the Precision Ag system. I'm not going to show it here. We also looked at the total area for yield and temporal variation across cells to see what proportion of the field had increased yield or decreased yield or increased or decreased variation. And the summary of that is that there wasn't a large proportion of the field where we significantly changed yield or yield variation. Most notably, what the differences that we did see, as I mentioned before, is that we improved relative yield of wheat on those eroded side slope positions of the field. And then probably the biggest change was also a reduction in corn variation in yield in that south part of the field. But again, overall, really small advantages across much of the field with the precision ag system. Somewhat discouraging. We have high aspirations for precision ag, precision conservation systems, but this data suggests that we're not getting large advantages. However, it is very important to keep in mind that we maintain yield by adding several conservation practices, trying to increase the input efficiency of our fertilizers. We maintained production, and in some cases we reduced variation, which may improve resiliency. Now, the rest of the story, which is really important and that we're working on, is how does this precision agriculture conservation system affect the profit? How does it affect the health of the soil, the quality of the soil, and how does it affect water quality? We expect that we'll see larger differences in those measurements from this precision ag system. And with that, that's all I have. I don't know if you want to do questions now or wait till our till the break. Okay.
Great.
Thanks.
Thank you.